Hello World.
Oh, what's that? What's up, world?
What do you mean, what's that? Have some enthusiasm about it. Me and Sosa
both. What that was.
That was a Hello World. That was Hello. H-E-L-L-O. Like, okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, who are we? I am Sky. I am Fly. Kind of sick. Anyway, but, oh, that rhymes with representing for the A or the Atlanta Braves and every other team won. And it's a heyday. And I'm blessed, even though I'm a little bit stressed in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills, VA all day, two up, two down. Chilling in Los Angeles.
Yes,
man, kind of, sir. Yeah, that's it. Nothing spectacular.
Yes, and we're both kind of sick. And who are we? Also, Shea Butter FC, our podcast featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Bringing you content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
All right, so yeah, we're both sick. So in the event we get really, really sick over the course of the week, we're doing this. And also because all hell's about to break loose this week. But anyway, before all that happens, in this episode, we're going to do a quick rundown of what happened this week at the close of the NWSL season. I can finish it off. We're gonna do some Shea Butter standouts. I'll give you some highlights of players of the delegation who are balling, give our little brief playoff thoughts for what is shaping out to be the six teams that are gonna play off for the championship, and then give some hits and riffs, I guess some shout outs if they exist. That's it.
Yeah.
So let's get into this recap.
Okay.
All right, so in this last week of the season, let's see, in match day 20, the first game up was on Friday, in theory.
Yeah, so coming into the final weekend of the playoffs, everyone had clinched except for Houston, and there was a final spot up for grabs between Chicago and Angel City, who would play each other on Sunday, which is today, and North Carolina, who played San Diego in San Diego on Friday night. And so, yeah, the first game of the weekend was San Diego Wave hosting the North Carolina Courage, and it ended as a 0-0 draw. Coming into the game, if North Carolina won the match, they were the number 6 seed, potentially the 5th, depending on what Houston did the following day. Mm-hmm. But because they drew, their fate was out of their own hands.
Yes.
Okay, thoughts on this? Because I was at an event, so I didn't get to really...
Okay, so this was an interesting game. So, this was one of those games where, if you're an Angel City fan, Chicago fan, you were like, come on, San Diego, come through. Well, this was the one game... San Diego's been healthy most of this season, but this was the one game everybody and mama was hurt. And so, you were like, oh, certainly North Carolina was going to dominate. But Naomi Girma was back there. And she effectively disrupted what the front line was trying to do. I will say, Ordonez didn't come in at the beginning. She got subbed on. And if she could have played, I don't know if it's the health of her shoulder or something, but if she could have started, that's probably a different situation. Because you saw a change when she came into the game. But yeah, it was a interesting game. It was pretty balanced. I was like, are y'all going to sit here and just play for the draw? For swaths of it, San Diego probably should have had a goal, but it got called back because Jody Taylor was allegedly offsides. If you put the line up, I don't know if that's really true, but it's like, wow, only Alex Morgan gets offsides, benefit of the doubts.
I actually didn't see that play. I heard about that play.
Yeah. But, Dabini and Caroline were trying, but they couldn't, like, string it together. Naomi Girma was disrupting everything.
Yeah, I mean, she's top center back already. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's not even... It's not.
It's like, not it's an without adjustment. Question. Really, I think she's had maybe one or two games where she isn't Naomi Girma, and even then, it's still probably most people's best game.
Right.
So, yeah, I think... Listen, if you got Sheridan and Girma, you've got a shot.
Yeah.
And so I think they were just hedging their bets. They had enough to get home field there Yes. With its goal differential, Houston would have had to score several goals. So, yeah, there wasn't really any incentive for them to win that match. They don't really owe North Carolina anything or Angel City or Chicago, right? It's up to those teams to fight it out and figure out what spot that they get. And they were hurt, and they don't have the bye. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like for San Diego. Because you're right, this is the first time they've really had any kind of major injuries this season.
Yeah.
And so they've rotated well, but playing through that and figuring out what that looks like during a playoff match is going to be a different task because those players might be available, but I don't know if they'll be 100%. So, yeah, we'll see what that looks like for them.
Yes. Let's see.
So that was the only match on Friday. We have four matches on Saturday because what is scheduling?
We ain't thought about no schedule. Like, yeah, the NWSL is going to have to figure out how they can fluctuate scheduling.
And having a decision day, so to speak, like MLS does.
Yes, they really need that desperately.
Yeah. We can go in order. Most of these matches mattered for seeding and the Shield race. Do you want to get rid of go through the two middle games because that was really seeding?
Yeah.
Wait, and then we can talk about the Shield. Okay. So we'll skip the first game and the last game of the day on Saturday because that involves the Shield race.
Yes.
And for those who are still new to the sport, the Shield is the award given or the trophy given, whatever it is, I don't know what it looks like right now, to the team with the best record or the most points at the end of a regular season. It's a regular season, I would say, endurance award for best team in the league. So, particularly in this league. So, yeah, that's what the Shield is. So the second game of Saturday was the Spirit versus Dash in D.C., of course, the Spirit's last game of the year. They were eliminated several weeks ago from the playoffs. Houston had clinched the playoffs with the draw on Friday. And so they were really playing for position and potentially home field or home game in the first round. Houston ended up winning this match 3-2. I'm sorry, that's not right at all. Wow.
No, they won.
I don't even know where I saw that. Wow.
Two to one.
Good God. Listen, told y'all. Fatigue is real out here. So, they ended up winning 2-1. Emily Salmon did return to the lineup. She had been out in protocol against Rain. With that, this ended up working out, or potentially working out, that if Kansas City lost their match, which was the third match of the day, then Houston would actually end up in fourth place. Kansas City would end up in fifth. Whereas at the beginning of Saturday, Kansas City had an outside chance at the Shield. And Louisville, who seems to be playing spoiler in the last few weeks, was taking on Kansas City in Louisville, Kentucky. And in stoppage time, in the 92nd minute, or 90+2, Jessica McDonald, one of the greatest players in the history of the league, scored a late game winner. Now Kansas City, instead of hosting a game which looked very likely at the beginning of the weekend, is now going to have to go on the road to Houston as the fifth seed. This game, I got to see like the last half. Listen, you know I love Desi Scott. I think she's quite possibly the most underrated six out there right now. I don't understand the decision there.
Yeah, she was
on the yellow.
Yeah, she was doing what?
To get that tackle. For those who did not see the game, Desiree Scott, who rarely loses her cool, got a second yellow card in the game. And so not only did she miss the rest of the match on Saturday, again, which ended with a goal for Louisville in stoppage time, but she is out for their first round playoff match against Houston in Houston. So the only way for Desi Scott to continue in the playoffs is if her team wins against Houston 2 Saturdays from now.
Woo!
Yeah, that was so odd.
Yeah. It was like, no, don't implode in implosion.
Yeah.
And then even worse, Louisville scored at like the death.
Yeah.
Jessica McDonald. In stoppage time. Scored and won. So then that threw them into fifth place. That was one of those games where it was like, whoop. But you gotta keep your head in a game like that. She's sorely gonna be missed playing Houston.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if they can ride it out.
Kansas City certainly has enough pieces, and maybe you move Loretta up, or, I don't know, move me centrally, which, okay, sure. They have enough versatility. They have enough players. Someone can cover that spot, but she starts every game for a reason. So, and again, against Houston, centrally, when you have Ebony Salmon, who can pop into that central space, or... open up room for Schmidt or somebody like that to run through. And Groom is back too, I guess. She sat out this last game. It'll be interesting. I don't think Houston thought they'd be hosting a home match, so we'll see if they can't pack the stadium and get the city behind them, and let's see what this looks like.
Right.
Okay.
So then the other two games. we can start off with the Gotham-Portland Thorns situation.
So, again, for the few people who might not be aware of this, I'm a Noel Rain fan.
Yes.
So, I'm not going to lie to you. We were 1 point behind and would likely remain 1 point behind for the Shield because Portland was playing Gotham. Portland came into the weekend the number one team in the league, and Gotham was in last place. It does not mean Gotham does not have talent. It does not mean that Gotham does not have really good players. It's just been a really rough season for them for a myriad of reasons. But pretty much everybody who watches this league assumed Portland would go ahead and get it done with the Shield on the line. Really just 3 points got them the Shield. There's no way OL Reign can catch them. Or Kansas City. Gotham had other plans, though.
Yeah, they said, we gonna show up today. So, it became a 3-3 draw. Go ahead.
Yeah, it ended 3-3. So, Gotham actually went up 1-0.
Yes.
In like the 39th minute. Yeah, 39th minute. Yes. Neho, who played really well, I thought, slotted it in. I think left corner, bottom left corner, for a 1-0 lead. And then, goodness. At 44 minutes, 42nd minute, a penalty is committed by Gotham. I believe it's called on Ife Anamonu.
Was a shaky penalty. That wasn't necessarily a penalty in my book.
I think she got her. And I think, listen, Sophie is a very smart player. She's also right. She gets fouled a lot. But it helps to say out loud, I get fouled a lot. You know what I mean? Because then referees will pay a little more attention, and it works. And so Sophia Smith gets a penalty kick. Slots it in. It's 1-0. Looks like we're going into halftime with the teams tied. And then bless Michelle Batos, because she looked like she had come from a Fight Club event. She's so beat up. And she played a heck of a game. But... not the greatest pass out of the back.
Not at all.
And then Sophia Smith gets it, and it's just boom, boom, in the back of the net. 2-1 going in.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be Portland's to lose. Coming out of the half, Portland's still doing really well, gets a third goal from Morgan Weaver. Gotham's up 3-1, and it feels like that's all she wrote.
Yes.
Purse. Listen, I don't know people's motivation. I know Mitch hasn't been healthy. I get that. I don't know people's motivations. I don't know causation and correlation. All I know is that Midge first played like somebody who was trying to remind y'all who the fuck she was.
Yeah, she was on one.
She seemed offended by something.
By a comment and leaving her off the roster?
Like, listen. And again, I don't even think unfounded may not be the right word, right? Like, I get the reasoning behind that. But that's the point. That's the game you're supposed to have after that. But yeah, Mitch Purse was on one. It led to Ife goal to cut it to 3-2. And then McCall's Brony against her former team scored the goal and tied the game. And Gotham was able to hold on. Obviously, Portland was pressing to get that goal. They brought Crystal Dunn on. She had a few really good runs. There's one she tried to get that pass to Sophia. Whew, it's good defense. But yeah, ended up 3-3, and that left the door open for the last game of the night, which was OL Reign versus Orlando Pride. And if Reign won that game and had to win it, not draw, they won the Shield. And OL Reign took care of business and won that game 3-0. Probably should have had more goals.
Yes. But Megan Rapinoe scored. Jordan Heidema scored. Bethany Boss scored. They put balls in the net for the first time.
It's not the first time. I think after that Houston loss, we were like, okay, no more.
Okay, no. We put balls in the net as you should have. Exerted full force of foot on neck. I was very impressed. Jaw.
Yeah, it's really good football. I think we're peaking at the right time. We're in form at the right time. I know Laura talked about that last night. I think we were in first place for a total of like 48 hours, something like that. Like, it's a ridiculous number. But as long as you end up there, it's all that matters.
First place, first taste.
Yeah. I think playing with the game in hand most of the season, I think it looked worse than it was.
Yes.
But I really respect that, you know, there isn't any panic and that our team is actually really young, but we have obviously some vets who've been around for a really long time. And a coach that's been around for a really long time. So, felt good. I think this feels different. It's a good bracket.
Hold on before we go to the bracket. Hold on now.
Okay.
Because there was one more game. Like, you about to just pass over to the...
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Okay. Win a Shield and we just go forget everybody else.
No, not at all.
There was a Sunday game today where Angel City played Chicago Red Stars. Yeah. Where North Carolina Courage was like, please, Angel City, come win. And then, that didn't happen. The Chicago Red Stars won in front of their home stadium 2-0 by...
One of their biggest crowds. Like, they had, 8 or 9,000
today? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mallory Pugh and Yuki scored the two goals. That was all she wrote. Yeah. I will say there was a point in time, I'm going to say that Angel City could have scored.
There was a penalty. Passing. Okay.
There was a penalty. And it it did not go in the net.
No, it did not.
Second game.
No, it did not.
Oh, this is the third game. Damn. Is this the third game? Pim didn't go in the net?
It's not her ministry.
Yeah, so I would have to say, my little short thought process about Angel City. It is amazing they got this far for all the injuries they had.
You all were very injured.
Literally missing superstar on the front line, the back line, and then just midfielding. But yeah, in the off season, they must fix what's happening in the midfield. If Savannah's gonna be a midfielder, she got a midfield. Or if not, you move her as a forward. Figure that on out. But also, just figuring out how you have a midfield where they can connect with the forward line that's super fast, and that you clear up the spaces so that the defense is phenomenal. So the defense isn't like pressed to death to try to defend. I think a lot people being healthy will go a long way. Whatever they do in the offseason will go a long way. But this is one of those cases. Please don't be looking at stats. You got to look at stats in the context of games. Because otherwise you'll get enamored with somebody has so many goals, but they didn't pass as a midfielder though. So that's a big issue that's got to get cleared up. I mean, a lot of growth happened, I will say that, but they got to play together. They'll look way different next year. It'll be like a 180 probably, given who will be healthy and who will be back, you know, telling who would have a sign. But yeah, this is a good learning experience for Chicago Red Stars. Wow. Out here doing what they do. Actually, I wasn't shocked. I had predicted both of them players would score. It'll be interesting. They got 3 weeks to heal up if people were still hurt. See what they look like going to San Diego.
They have 2 weeks, but yes.
2 weeks, yes.
Portland and OL have 3 weeks.
Oh, but
so those games, those four teams have to play right after the international break. So
yeah.
Yeah, he's hoping everybody's healthy. It's a really tight turnaround, and we'll see what that looks like for all four of those squads.
Oh, yeah, so I guess playoff breakdown. You'll have Chicago playing the San Diego Wabe in San Diego, and then you'll have Houston playing Kansas City at Houston. And then whoever wins the Chicago-San Diego game will go to Seattle.
Chicago, San Diego goes to Portland, Kansas City, Houston.
Oh, Kansas City, my bad. Yeah.
They don't reseed.
They don't reseed, which is wild. That drives me insane. But yeah, they don't reseed. So it'll be, I don't know, OL could potentially have the harder one, but I think for how they play, they might be better suited. And then Portland is going to be interesting. Whoever they potentially could play. Because they were to play to Chicago, that's wild. If they play San Diego, that's wild. But we very well could have a Cascadia rivalry in a final.
Trying not to think about it right now.
But that would be entertainment. That would be entertainment for me. Not for Sills. Sills would be stressed the fuck out.
I really would.
I guess one big thing is I don't know why these things are showing on CBS Sports Network. Please make that available to everybody and their mama.
The only one on Paramount Plus is Kansas City, Houston, right?
Right. Like, everybody can't get this Sports Network, and it's kicked off of people's packages. So, like, let's figure this out. There's no – people pay for Paramount Plus, so it should be on Paramount Plus. Put it on CBS. Like, what are we doing?
Especially your playoffs. Like, come on. That should be marketed.
Yeah, it should be marketed.
As accessible as possible.
Like, this is wild crap. It's gonna be wild-ass games because it's not no home and away. It's literally you got one game to win after a two-week break, so it's going to be vibes. And then, yeah, we'll see. We will have predictions.
I should be in Seattle for the semifinal.
Ooh, okay, you're going to be in Seattle. Ooh, look at Sue's going to be in Seattle. Look, so we'll have predictions for all this. But let's talk about some of these standouts from the weekend because we ain't had time to do superlatives. In this quick episode. Yeah. But I guess some standout players just in general across all the, everything. Naomi Girma.
Yeah, I mean
is that rookie of the year?
I remember it's hard. That's really hard. Well, because Ordonia shattered a record.
Yes.
Right, like, yeah, the last, like, four or five games, she was either hurt or didn't produce, but double digits in your rookie year. That's insane. You essentially played maybe half the games.
Yeah.
It's bananas, and people tend to honor offense more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could also make an argument for Sam Coffey. I could make a really strong outside shot for Megan Reed. Like, there's been some really good, I know I'm missing people, right, at least Ben has been great off the bench. Loera, for Kansas City as well has been really good. There's just been some really solid. Amira Ali's been great. Like, yeah, I can think of several rookies that have been really good this year.
I didn't say to focus. Stand out.
But, yeah, Naomi Girma certainly, if there was a defensive rookie of the year category, absolutely. Yes. And I think she's one of the three or four best center backs right now. In the country. Yes. And I think between her and Cook, certainly on the national team level, like, that's the next decade.
Yep.
And that's a pretty good 1-2 punch for the next decade. So
yeah, So yeah, Naomi Grummer was balling this weekend. The official, not in NWCL, but in League of Mega Femenil, scoring again. Yeah,
got a brace
after being left off another roster.
Wacko, but she did get a phone call this time. She got a phone call.
She got a phone call. Bullying works, y'all. So we was a grown up and we called her. I don't even know. How do you even explain to her that, hey, you got more work to do as you watch other forwards dip in form?
It's get called 15 in. Goals and 15 games, and I forgot how many assists, but more than most nines. I don't know. It's, again, I think I said this on Twitter, like, Fischl and Macario and Garma, I saw with my own eyeballs, right? Of course, I see more Pac-12 soccer than anything else. But seeing those with my own eyeballs, and I was like, yeah, that can go pro right now.
Yep.
That hasn't changed for me with her. That it just hasn't, and it doesn't really matter where she plays football. Yep. She's the real deal. So, I mean, she's getting paid. They seem to really love her down there, so keep doing you.
And don't be surprised.
I don't have answers.
Yeah, don't be surprised, U.S. Soccer, if she suits up in another country's uniform, y'all play games, and she'll make it do what it do. Let's see, who else? Mallory Pugh, she goes previous week, but this week, I mean, she was on one.
I think it's between her and Davinia. I can't. Like, those are the two best players in football, like, in this league. Their teams are just, they have to have those players. Like, it's not, I don't know what Chicago, well, I do. They didn't win a championship last year because she was out, right? Yep, like, I don't, and she's better this year. Mm-hmm. And she has Yuki this year, which is great. And Sarah Lubers, who's now got experience and made a beautiful pass for that goal today.
Yep.
They'll have St. George back, I think. I think she's not out two games.
No, I think she is, because I thought she got an extra.
Oh, is it
for the middle finger?
Oh, dang. It's two? That sucks.
Yeah.
But they'll have other players back. They got another player who was suspended for this game, but will be back. Might have been Hill. I can't remember. Or Stevens. One of those two. And then, yeah, so they should be as healthy as possible, for that team. And, we'll see. We'll see what the health of San Diego looks like. And then for Houston, Kansas City, it's a pick 'em. I don't know.
We hear on the standouts of the players, the black players.
Sorry. I told you, I'm exhausted. Davinia and Carolyn, I mean.
Yeah. So the other ones, Davinia and Carolyn, they were bomb in this game. I mean, honestly, they just need extra.
Yeah.
They have been. Davinia scored, like, was literally in the golden boot race because she scored so many goals over the last one. So it's unfortunate that people got hurt. Carolyn and Diana got hurt towards the end of the season.
And that defense was better, but could still improve.
Yeah.
But they've got some really good pieces, and we'll see what Davinia does. She's about to make a... Oh, okay.
Holla at me!
If she stays in the States, I don't even know.
Yeah, they gotta pay. Y'all gotta break bread.
I see Liz trying to start the Leon agenda already.
Okay, we can simmer that on down. Whoa. We can simmer. I'm gonna deal with that later. No. If you like beaches, holla.
Okay.
But, let's see.
I mean, it's beaches in France, man.
Don't do that. Why are you being like that?
Being honest. What?
Okay, all right. The other person, Sophia Smith, was balling. I wish
one,
she could get one more
short.
Ball in.
One short. She tried to get it.
Almost got that golden boot. You got a golden boot in my heart, Sophia. As you deserve.
Yeah.
Because all your goals were goals for the most part, not penalties. Okay. But anyway, she's going to be a menace in the playoffs. Got to keep her healthy.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Well, no, they get a week off, so... They'll get the extra week off, so it'll be fun.
They do.
But be healthy in England, because your team's going to need you desperately. And then AD French. I mean, she made saves upon saves for the saves of your saves. She should be in the conversation for MVP. Definitely one of the best goalkeepers, why she too isn't called up is bizarro to me. Because she's been balling out of control. So, you know, I got questions for you, U.S. soccer. Y'all need to have, y'all got to do some self-reflection. Well, as y'all potentially get yeeted.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to yeet it, but we'll see.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, they're going to play. I mean, I guess we could talk about that a little bit. They're playing, you know, the roster drop. They're going to play England. We actually have a watch party for that on October 7th, this weekend.
Yes. We'll do the watch party for the first game. They're playing England and Spain, and right now it looks like going to still play the Spain game.
Oh, they are?
For right now, it looks like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I know for the England one, the England has called up everybody. Who, I mean, I think in the past we've been like, call up Lauren James, call up Evie Salmon. Well, everybody and their mama's out here and people have retired. So that's going to be wild to see what Serena deploys. Between people being hurt for the U.S. and then who didn't get called up, it's going to be interesting to see what gets trotted out in Vlatko's vision.
It'll be interesting, right? We have 1-9. So it'll be, there's options. I mean, I know that moving either Trinity or Sophia into that position was mentioned. My pushback would be cool, but that's not where they're best.
Right.
And we don't have to do that when we have 9s in the league. We could just call up.
Right.
We'll see what that looks like. I mean, another option is, why don't you just let Lindsay be the 9 she always wanted to be?
That part too. She just might. This just might be the game. This might be the game where you see Lindsay
that's
the 9.
That's all she wants in her heart.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I mean we'll see. Crystal Dunn's back
as a defender.
I know. I was like gift and a curse. So we'll see. I'm told she can always move, but I've been told that for the past 4 or 5 years. And outside of being bullied by text message, it hasn't really changed.
Wait, who are the left backs going?
Fox.
That's it?
I guess you could put Mace there.
Oh, God. Okay, so we really don't have...
It's going to be done. No, okay. We really don't have a backup right back.
So we just going to pray?
It's Haley Mace. Like, I guess Haley Mace is playing outside back. That would be my guess.
Okay, so we just going to wing it?
On both sides, yeah. Or Crystal on left or right, yeah.
We're going to say, Naomi, just go
back
there.
Well, I mean, you have Huerta and Fox. That's what we've been starting with for a while. And then, yeah, I would guess put Garma and Cook back there and see what happens. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Just pray some people get healthy.
It's going to be interesting. We will see. And as Wacko said, it doesn't matter if they win the game or not. If they win the World Cup. Okay, bruh. All right.
I don't know if he made that caveat. I feel like somebody else did. But yes, it matters only. It doesn't matter if you win the World Cup. If you don't win the World Cup, it absolutely matters.
Yeah, so we will see. This will be interesting. Y'all will be able to catch us. We will have a playback situation for this game. It's going to be at 12 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
That sounds correct, yes.
It's on the Friday. This coming Friday. That's really it with the soccer, because this is going to be a short episode. Look at us.
With the watch along and some other stuff. Yeah, that's...
We got some other stuff. And I guess we'll say this too. We have some scheduling issues for our patrons. We do have a episode recording coming up.
Yes.
With the tall one, when we can actually sync our schedules. And then we'll have our other one this month too. Anywho, on to hits and riffs. Who's going first? You can go first because you got 2 songs. I got to think of another song.
Oh, okay. So my old school, my turn up is Scenario, A Tribe Called Quest.
Wow. No, that's going to be stuck in my head.
So I didn't sing it. So there
you
go.
Scenario.
Here we go, yo.
What's the scenario?
Okay, so you put it in your own head. I didn't do that. And then my slow jam is Prototype. by Andre 3000.
I think the mystical
flute man.
Again.
Speaker box love below.
Doo, doo,
doo. Immaculate album. Both of them. Y'all don't love Big Boy enough for me.
Right.
Both of them.
It'd be the side that, because you don't be liking his accent, but he'd be fire to fire. I thought his album was a little bit better.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who feel that way. Speaker box
was bomb. Let's see.
And it is my turn. Okay, yeah, it's your turn.
That was my turn. All right. So I guess.
Oh, now that's going to be in my head. So see.
Music. Just like. Me. Do, 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 do. Yes! There we go! Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Okay, music by Eric Sermon featuring Marvin Gaye. If you
and
ever
they,
had.
They cleared their sample, so good for them.
Yeah. If you ever had a song to accurately. One of my theme songs of life, this is one of them. I love this song. And particularly the Marvin Gaye sample and the verse use. Oh, my God. That is my life, for sure. Let me see. My other song. What's going to be my other one? Dang, I've used a lot of these in my throwbacks. Okay, it's not really... Well, that is. That's a newer one. I'm going to use that one. Welcome to Atlanta.
Wow. Yeah. The original
by
Jermaine,
yes, the original by Jermaine Dupri featuring Ludacris. Because Atlanta sports won all the games. Every Atlanta team won this weekend.
I thought y'all was supposed to be tanking out here.
Why you had to do that? I was just going to say the Atlanta teams won. My Georgia Tech won after firing everybody they
wanted. Right, I'm like, didn't they fire everybody?
And then they turned around and won. Georgia almost lost. They should have lost to Missouri.
Yeah, they even won.
They should have lost. Who else? The Braves swept the Mets and just need one more game to win the division. It's hilarious. Okay. The Mets met it. Georgia State won. Everybody won. Everybody they mama won. So the Hawks won because they didn't play a game. Even the Falcons won. Even the Falcons won against the Browns, even though they tried to lose that game.
You got to bring the Thrashers back and have them.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely not. Well, I mean, they did go win. They won a championship. Why you had to do that? They won a championship when they got sent to Canada. I don't even want to talk about it. But yeah, everybody won. So that's why we had Welcome to Atlanta. That went on a total whatever.
Yeah, it did. It went.
Shout out to all the strip clubs that were laying down in that song that no longer open. All right. I had to put that out there.
All right. And on that note, new school.
What is your new school?
Or today's hits. So my turn up is, listen, Becos is an interesting human. But I do like Tomorrow Too with her and Glorilla. It's good. I like that song. When she wants to, she can spit a verse. When she wants to. I guess she was feeling it. On this one, Cardi, Belcalis.
I thought you called her by her real name.
I did call her by.
Why
her
you being
name.
Like that? She can't spit a vert. Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta be like that?
I said when she wants to, but she don't got to. But she wanted to on that one, and so it's really good. And I really like Glorilla's voice too. And then my Quiet Storm is Love, John Legend featuring Jasmine Sullivan. It's for grown-ups. That's for grown-ups.
Oh, is it one of those? It's one
it
of them?
It's a good one. It's for grown-ups. It's a good
one. Okay. I see. Yeah. What's my songs?
I don't know.
You tell me. Okay, so Taboo by 7th Streeter. I forget what that samples, but it's fire. It's not sampling Taboo. It samples something else that I was like, okay, I see you out here. You out here in the streets.
Okay.
And then I want hold on. I guess Kalani. Soon to be on the L word, Kalani. I see you, girl. Okay. Everything's Yours. That's one of my favorite songs. That one off the very first album. What's that? Sweet Sexy Savage? That's still one of my favorite albums. Yeah, that song. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said that described a stage of my life with somebody, I wouldn't, It is a thing.
Okay. All right.
But we've evolved in the house of the sky.
Oh, okay.
We've evolved to a higher plane.
Have we? Okay.
Don't do that. What is that supposed to mean? Yeah, we have. Thank you very much. Okay. And on that note, I don't feel like ranting, because we're probably going to rant later this week, hardcore. But I got some raves. What are some raves?
Congratulations to all the players who made the playoffs. Shout out particularly to all the delegates that made the playoffs. I'm too tired to do this off the top of my head, but you know who you are.
Yeah, shout out to all the playoff delegates. It's a lot of y'all. We'll list y'all sometime this week. We actually will have superlatives probably sometime this week. At the worst case, we will have end of season superlatives as we superlative ourselves.
I don't know how to superlative myself, but yes. We'll do that.
As we create superlatives. Shout out to Nubia for finishing covering for Gotham the entire season.
Yes. We'll see you, homie. Good job. Good first season.
And also congratulations on being selected to... What is it that you're selected to? Let me go. Right.
Yeah.
To the Rising Stars.
Yes.
Hold on. We out here. We are on the
struggle. I thought you were prepared. Look at that.
No. Being support... A part of the... Alright. Being a part of the... Okay, that didn't answer the... Okay, y'all. Y'all giving me... I'm up here looking for the thing. Being... Alright. Yes. Being a sports business journal rising leader. Recipient. There we go. For 2022. So we see you out here in the streets. Represented for the crew. Represented for the staff. Appreciate you. Shout out to our whole street team who've been covering all season.
Yes. Shout out to the Ebony Navidad.
Yes.
Out here getting famous, really.
Yeah, super famous. More famous. Also, will be on the playoff couch with me. Okay. And then roommate Alex for driving me around
truly
the world.
And say that walking again. Billboard. That's what I'm saying.
Can you please? I'm getting a new car next year. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to JG, Georgia, the rest of the Nubia again, the rest of the Gotham representation delegation. Shout out to even in brief time, Super Macario for vibing with us. You will be checking stuff out from her in the very near future. Who else am I missing? Everybody who might be involved that you didn't even know they was part of the street team. Our unsung heroes, the street team. Also shout out to our ally of our podcast, Liz, who has helped us with stuff. If y'all saw some fire videos, appreciate you.
Thank you very much
for the patrons, the patrons out here.
Yes.
Speaking of Patrons, thank you so much to our sponsors, Carol and Needles and Gal Pal Sports.
I got excited. You said thank you to Patron, and I thought we had a Patron sponsorship. I was about to be excited as fuck.
We about to get
arrested in DC. Let's go.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, you can't be drinking during the recording because that was wild. If you haven't heard the Shea Butter Double Dutch of this week.
Oh, listen, I had a wine tasting. Yeah.
Somebody did a wine tasting and
it was for work.
That is why Sills is called Sills the Shocker, because homie was off the beat and I thought it was because of the recording. And
I got on.
She got on the beat of But yeah, that was wild. And we got some other content. We did a Shea Butter breakdown. We gave our thoughts when people asked questions. So there's a lot of content out there in the streets that if you join our Patreon on the notes you can find. Other than that, I mean, I don't know, several people got their, if you got a cap, if you reached a milestone in NWSL, I guess we need to note that too. All you black people, we see you, we hear you, you.
All right.
I don't know, were we on here when Jasmine got her?
I think so, yeah, we mentioned it.
Okay, we did. Okay, yeah, we did. But yeah, shout out to everybody getting through this NWSL season. It's almost over. we will be in DC for the NWSL championship. So y'all get excited. If you got thoughts on stuff you'd like to see, if you're gonna be out there and see us, then we see you and all that. Anywho, let's finish shout outs. Shout out to all the 2 Cents family. So yes. 2 Cents shout for the Culture United, Can I Kick It, Dreaming of Freedom, Walk at 90, and Kaya McCullough Esquire. Yes. Out here. Shout out also to the Diaspora United homies.
Yes.
Andre and Courtney. My bad.
Excuse you.
Tall Adriana, ass Andre. My bad, that's Adriana LaQuisha.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
AD LaQuisha's out here. They're both influencers. They got like little games and stuff.
Right. We didn't get a FIFA game, so yeah.
We didn't get a FIFA game. Did it get lost? Did ours get lost in the mail? I ain't even got no PlayStation.
We're not, we're not influencers. No.
But hey, tall ass Andre and Adriana LaQuisha are. Don't be surprised if we appear on another crossover in the near future, because y'all know how to act in itself. But anywho, yeah. With that said, what else is there? I mean, check us out later this week for the October 7th game showdown with the England versus the U.S. Women's National Team. We will be here to process it with you all on playback. The links are coming soon. And other than that, what are we going to do?
Stay hydrated.
We're going to stay melanated.
Going to make sure the black women in your life, my life, our lives are celebrated.
And then we're going to make sure make sure your shea butter bombs. We're going to make sure all the shea butter bombs are always elevated. And we're going to have a great week. Hopefully, we don't get any sicker than we are currently. But yeah, y'all have a great week. Stay blessed. Stay fresh. Keep your hands in the car. Behave. But you know. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Peace.